With Christmas fast approaching, Whistler organizations need support to help provide services over the holidays and in years to come. The Whistler Community Services Society, WCSS, is facing empty shelves and ever-increasing use, and Zero Ceiling needs more donations to help reach its annual fundraising goal, while other local organizations are also feeling the squeeze. WCSS provides more than 30 services for residents. From community outreach services providing mental health access to financial assistance and more, the work WCSS does isn't possible without community donations. Jackie Dickinson, executive director for WCSS, said because of a rise in service use this year, they have an increased need for donations. "We are incredibly grateful. The community has been very generous," she said. "But like many social enterprises, businesses and nonprofits, demand has gone up and our need to raise funds has gone up with it." Demand is most easily visible on the shelves at WCSS Food Bank. November was the food bank's busiest month on record in WCSS 35-year history, with 2,262 visits. That month also saw the highest ever use in a single day. 273 people came through the food bank in 4 hours. WCSS is just over halfway through its fiscal year that started April 1, 2024, and the number one reason people are accessing services is underemployment and casual employment due to a slow start to the season. "While we've seen great support, it is startling to see shelves empty at a time when we're getting a lot of donations," Dickinson said. "I haven't ever seen our shelves this empty." While WCSS has strong purchasing power, the nonprofit is on track to exceed amounts budgeted for this fiscal year at the food bank, spending $6,000 every 2 weeks to fill the shelves in addition to the food people donate. WCSS budgeted $154,000 for the 2024-25 fiscal year, a $27,000 increase from the prior fiscal. For next year, it projects allocating $200,000. "This amount does not account for the tireless efforts of our team several days a week to recover food from local grocers, which helps offset purchasing costs," Dickinson said. "Local food drives also continue to play a critical role in filling our shelves." The food bank isn't the only service WCSS provides which has seen increased use. Mental health support use was higher in September and October of this year, which Dickinson attributes to lack of employment, off-season reduction in physical exercise outlets, and new people coming into the community earlier to secure housing before getting hours at their jobs. To donate to WCSS, visit their website. Meanwhile, Zero Ceiling, a social service nonprofit which aims to end homelessness in BC, has an end-of-year goal to reach $350,000 in donations. The funds will help support its services, including supportive housing, supportive employment, case management, life skills education, mental health supports, and outdoor recreation, according to its website. With little time left in 2024 to meet their fundraising goal, the Zero Ceiling team is currently sitting at more than $122,000, or 35% of their target. They will continue asking for contributions into the new year. Currently, 11 people have supportive housing through Zero Ceiling. This September, it received 5 units at the Nest in Chequamis Crossing from the Whistler Valley Housing Society, WVHS, adding more permanent homes to its previous 3-bedroom holdings. Sean Easton, co-executive director, said they have 11 people in their program, and highlighted the new housing provided to youth in the community from the WVHS. "We're looking for support to continue to do good work. We recognize over this time of year, people are looking to give," he said. "Our goal continues into next year and every bit is a success." Emily Suckling, development manager for Zero Ceiling, said donations not only provide opportunities for youth but to those behind the scenes at the nonprofit. "When people support us, we feel strength, hope, and comfort. It makes us feel confident in what we're doing knowing we have people moving alongside us," she said. The two were cooking up a holiday meal for youth in the program while Peak reached them by phone. Another way they show up to provide for the universal need to spend time with family and friends. In terms of the number of people who still need supportive housing in Whistler, Easton cited the most recent Resort Municipality of Whistler Housing Needs Report. The ski town needs 22 supportive housing units, and currently, there are 11 offered by Zero Ceiling. People can donate to Zero Ceiling online. For more ways to give back this Christmas, residents and guests to the resort can check out the Whistler Community Foundation, the Whistler Blackcomb Foundation, Whistler Animals Galore, the Association of Whistler Area Residents for the Environment, Pearl Space, and so many more. Head to whistlerfoundation.com/work/non-profit-network/volunteer-in-whistler to find the best fit for you.